In a world where domination, bullying, brute force, arrogance, pride reign supreme, can we still show the power of weakness? Is it possible that this new path which the church, which our Lord Jesus Christ has shown, possible in our world today? Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus, who inaugurates the kingdom of God in his person, in his mission, tells us that it is very, very possible. Let us take a look at our first reading today. The prophet Zechariah had a vision. And what is that vision? The vision that a king would come. And those people, the Israelites, who have been oppressed for so long a time, according to the prophet Zechariah, should rejoice. They should rejoice because this king would bring them liberation. But take note, my dear brothers and sisters, Zechariah emphasized that this king who would bring justice, who would bring liberation, who would bring peace to people who have been oppressed for so long a time, is a humble and a meek person. He was riding on a donkey. You know, for the Jews, donkey is an animal which is very, very slow. It's a very, very little intelligence. It is not associated with might, with power, unlike horse. Horse is an animal that is associated with fast, with power, swiftness. But this king who is going to reign is riding on a donkey, a manifestation that his path, his power is through meekness, through humility. Zechariah added that this king abhors chariots, abhors horses, bow and arrow. He did away with his weapons of power, but his weapon is only the virtue of meekness, the virtue of lowliness, the virtue of humility. So in a world where brute force and power is shown, domination, our Lord Jesus Christ. So this king, this prophecy of Zechariah finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. He was actually prophesying Jesus. Remember that when Jesus enters Jerusalem, he was riding on a donkey, where people shouted, "Hosanna to the King of David." Here is a king with no earthly power, no brute force, no domination. His is a weapon of humility. His dying on the cross is an apex of the example of humility. St. Paul, my dear brothers and sisters, in our second reading today, explains or depicts Jesus as having that spirit, is someone who lives by the Spirit of God. And this spirit which Jesus exhibited in his life is opposite to the spirit of the world, the flesh. So usually St. Paul would contradict this, the spirit of God and the world, the flesh, worldly pleasure.
Saint Paul said that Jesus, because he has the Spirit of God, was able to rise him from the dead. Because it enables him to rise from the dead. That's why Saint Paul reminds the Romans that, since Christ rose from the dead through the Spirit, because he has the Spirit of God, so therefore you Christians of Rome should not live according to the flesh, according to the lure of the pleasure of the world. So this Jesus is armed by that Spirit of Christ, and that Spirit is the Spirit of humility. So here, Jesus, in this, the movement of the flesh, the spirit of the world, rests on the criteria of power, brute force, and domination. And this power, according to Saint Paul, actually brings death to humanity. This is the reason why Christ was put to death. And so Saint Paul would like us to be worried and to be cautious about this power of the flesh, the lure of the world, which is very, very strong. So usually it clashes, the Spirit of God in us clashes with this power of the flesh. But then Jesus, according to Saint Paul, was able to conquer this power of the flesh because he has the Spirit of God. So Saint Paul is urging not only the Romans, but it's one of us to also have this Spirit of God in order for us to conquer the power of the world, the power of the flesh, which ultimately lead us to death. Jesus, in today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, invites all of us to take rest on him. We who have been overburdened with trials, with loads of the world, should come to him. He's so meek in inviting each one of us that only in him can we find peace and rest. Dear brothers and sisters, here Jesus showed to us that in attaining peace, rest, we have to learn from him who is meek and humble of heart. How did Jesus in today's gospel show meekness and humility? The background of this, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Jesus is just coming from an experience of rejection and opposition. Usually, when we are opposed, when we are rejected, our tendency is what? Isn't it to get even? Isn't it to retaliate? Am I right? I'm just validating this with our experience. When we are rejected, there's usually that feeling of anger. We want to retaliate to get even. But Jesus, instead of retaliating, who rejected him? The leaders, the Pharisees, the learned, the wise, the scribes, those who are learned people, reject the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. But instead of retaliating, he breaks into prayer. Just imagine, he prayed. And what was the content of his prayer? It is praise of God the Father. Why did he praise God the Father when he experienced that rejection, that opposition from the Pharisees and the scribes? Because for Jesus, he praised the Father, because the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been revealed by God the Father, not to the proud, not to the learned, just like the Pharisees and the scribes, the wise people, but to little ones, to those insignificant people, the poor ones. And Jesus identified himself with these people, the little ones, the poor, the insignificant. And this is his show of meekness and humility. Second way of showing meekness and humility. Meekness rests on truth. And what is the truth? The truth is the Father knows well Jesus, and Jesus knows well the Father. So he was not cowed. He was not afraid of the Pharisees and the scribes who rejected him. Why? Because the Father is with him. His intimacy with the Father. He knows very well the Father. He knows the way of the Father. So this is for Jesus the way of showing humility. And in our world today, my dear brothers and sisters, we are all challenged to use this power of meekness, this power of humility in our day-to-day undertakings, in our day-to-day encounter with our fellow human beings, in our work, in our business, in politics, in all aspects of our life. Let the power of humility take its course, because in the kingdom of God, we can only enter, my dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom which Jesus inaugurated through this power of meekness and humility. Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Jesus, in his earthly life, never exhibited arrogance. Never exhibited pride. But he is the epitome of a humble, of a meek person. Because that is the way of God in his kingdom.